It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Everyone, Happy New Year. Everyone here in the RFI English Service wishes all of you out there a healthy and happy 2016. I'm off this week, but I'll be back next Saturday with the quiz. I did leave a little something for you on the stove while I'm gone. A little piece I made about a million years ago, okay, 10 years ago, in 2006, about the traditional French puppet Guignol. Guignol is an integral part of French childhood and adulthood, too. I recorded this at the Guignol Theatre in the Champ de Mars Park here in Paris.
You're listening to music from the puppet ballet Guignol in Mexico, written by puppeteer Luigi Torelli. Torelli heads the six-member company at the Guignol Theatre in the Champ de Mars Park, the park at the foot of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Guignol is the French marionette. Created in the early 1800s in Lyon by Laurent Muguet, Guignol belongs to the second generation of marionettes. His ancestors are the Italian Pulcinello and the English Punch and Judy. Traditional as he is, Guignol is in absolutely no danger of becoming a museum piece. Attendance is as high as ever, and children love him just as dearly. He's a firmly established part of a French child's cultural education. This spectator was part of a three-generation party.
I used to come here when I was 3 or 4 years old with my mom. She's there. And, well, you know, it's a great tradition here. It's very funny. They make some jokes for adults. So it's quite fun.
Has it changed over the years?
Yeah, pretty much. It's they try to update it with modern stories related to the news, but it's still quite childish in a good way.
Luigi Torelli is one of the puppeteers responsible for keeping Guignol alive and up to date. He heads up the beautiful 100-year-old Guignol Theatre in the Champ de Mars, where he does everything. He makes the puppets and their costumes, builds the stage scenery, and writes the plays. He has over 40 plays in his repertoire. They perform adaptations of all the Grimm and Perrault fairy tales, as well as his own creations, such as today's Guignol in Mexico. He estimates they have 600 marionettes and 200 different sets. For Torelli, being a puppeteer is not a profession, it is a passion. He explains Guignol's background.
Laurent Bourget was from Lyon. He was a traveling tooth puller, going from county fair to county fair, so that passers-by would not hear his patients scream as he pulled their teeth out. He had a violinist play very, very loudly. And then one day he had an idea. Why not have a little puppet show outside the tent? People will be attracted by the puppets, and then maybe decide to have that tooth pulled. Early 19th century marketing, you may say. He knew the Italian Pulcinello, and model his Guignol after him. Why Guignol? No one really knows. Maybe it came from the Lyonnaise expression c'est guignolant, which means that's funny, because he laughs a lot. Maybe it came from there. It could also have come from one of the northern Italian dialects. Figuolant means laughing face. But again, no one really knows. In the beginning, Guignol was not for children, but for adults. At the height of his popularity, there were probably 30 Guignol theaters in Lyon. Little by little, the theaters disappeared. The adults were no longer interested. And then there was the censor, Napoleon III's censor. There was a lot of political satire in the early Guignol plays, and some puppeteers found themselves in prison for criticizing the government. Perhaps for protection from the censor, Guignol became children's entertainment. In Lyon right now, there are not many Guignol theaters. There are four more here in Paris, probably around a dozen. It has become a real Parisian tradition.
Guignol is definitely participative theater. It starts out slowly.
Ça va bien, les enfants?
Oui.
une petite consultation gratuite. Vous allez tous tirer la langue et faire « Ah !» Très bien.
And builds itself up into a fury of involvement. Guignol, I think, is alive and well. Here's one young spectator's opinion.
Did you like Guignol?
Da la 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 la.
I hope you enjoyed hearing about the oh-so-French puppet, Guignol. Even though my daughter is now 13, maybe I'll borrow someone's young child and go again soon. It really is fun. As noted, I'll be back next week, and your New Year's resolutions are on the menu. Happy, happy, happy New Year, everyone. I'll leave you with possibly my very favorite piece of music, Mir ist so wunderbar, a quartet from Beethoven's opera Fidelio. I never tire of listening to it, and I cry almost every time I hear it. It's so beautiful. Listeners, close your eyes and prepare to go to heaven on Ludwig van Beethoven's wings. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.